Friday, September 21st, 8:55. Yes, 8:55 a.m., almost 9. Nobody has to go to work or school today. It's a day off here. Nobody has to work, that is, except for me. I have to go home and write like my hair is on fire. I need to write a story for John Moreau this morning. I've put it off. It's percolated. I've had the time to let it steep, and it's time to decant a bit of what Dave Robison might call, at least in a hopeful standpoint, literary gold. We'll hope it's not literary pyrite. So anyway, yeah, today I have to write this story for John Moreau. I've put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off. Put it off no longer. He needs the story. He needs it now. Some other business I can't talk about because it's business and it's not there yet. But we've got some interesting projects coming down the pike. Some of you may have seen my tweets or Google Plus calls for elementary school librarians. There's a method in that madness. This is not my project. I'm merely carrying the torch forward a little bit. So, elementary school librarians should email me, nathan.lowell@gmail.com. We'll see what we can do. There'll be more of that in the coming days, probably earliest next week. What else? Yesterday was a good day. I met with my high school kids, four of them. Some excellent writing going on there. There's some very, very minor nitpicking that I'm doing over language and structure. I don't really have enough to talk about structure yet. We talked a lot yesterday about cover art, and what goes into making good cover art. How does good cover art look? What does it look like? And how do we determine, for our particular book, what is a good cover? So, that was fun. That was a good day. Had some minor discomfort surface from the dental work, but nothing serious. A couple of Tylenol took care of it. And I just need to be a little bit more careful about chewing on my temporary caps. Yeah, that was a bit awkward. Anyway, so today is Friday, but for all intents and purposes, it's Saturday at my house because it's a long weekend. Wife is home, kids don't have to go to school. It's a school day, school-free day. Monday is an early release day, so they'll be coming home early on Monday as well, just to keep me on my toes. So yeah, I have to write a story for John Moreau. Oh, speaking of John Moreau, you can get some free ebooks from John if you go check out his website, servingworlds.com. John has a deal going where if you buy one of his books and leave a review, he'll email you four other books, ebooks, of in a format of your choosing. This is particularly important for people who are not on Kindle. Speaking of not on Kindle, could somebody check Smashwords? I should have four books on Smashwords. I should have four books. Double Share should be there, along with the other three Share series, plus Ravenwood. And I didn't find them. So that was curious. That was That bothered me a little bit. I have to check with, I'm pretty sure Ravenwood is there, but the other share books don't show up. And it's like, really? How can this be? How does that work? So it may just be something in my cache, it may be something that I've got some sort of filter on, but I didn't find him under my name, I didn't find him under Ryden, I didn't find him anywhere. So that was curious and made me question what was going on. So, yeah. What else? I'm really have my head in this story from Moreau. It's one of those stories that's been brewing as I've mentioned it like at least 100 times in the last few weeks. But I finally got a breakthrough a couple days ago as to what I might do with this story. So I'm quite excited to get it going. And it's a short, so I should be able to sit down and rip it out this morning and send it off to him in first draft and see what he thinks of it. And we'll see how it goes from there. So it's a lovely coolish morning, 60 degrees even now at 9 a.m. So a lovely day, and I have Endomondo running. I think I didn't. I unplugged my earbud, so I can't tell. I didn't hear what my split time was. Probably around 18, 19 minutes. You probably heard it before I do, because I noticed that there's a little crosstalk between sounds on the device and the microphone. So there. Let's see what else. I'm about to make a big turn to the east, get into the heat of the sun. I've been catching up on Starship Sofa. Some really cool stuff coming out of Starship Sofa. I don't know. I have too many podcasts. I just fired up iTunes last night and submitted Talking on My Morning Walk to iTunes for the first time last night. I don't know if they'll accept it or if it'll go, but we'll see. We'll see. Apparently the new iPhone Podcatcher will only let you subscribe to podcasts through iTunes. There's no management on the device anymore. Giant step backwards for podcasters everywhere. Which means if you're not on iTunes, the new Apple Podcatcher doesn't work for you. Which is sad. However, I submitted it, we'll see. Usually it takes a few days to clear. Let's see what happens. Then maybe we'll have even more people who discover the joys of listening to me ramble while I ramble, rant while I walk, to talk without speaking some days while I walk. Yep, that sun is warm. This is farm. So, yeah, the library thing. There's an issue with elementary school libraries in particular. All school libraries have basically the same problem. Shrinking budgets, it's very difficult to get books. So we've got a project underway to help librarians get the books that they want. And the key here is that we want librarians to be in control of their destiny. And so there's a group of us who have vowed to use our power for good, who are working toward this particular goal of helping schools get library books. Now, in theory, we'll move up in grade level so that we'll have a collection of grades, not just elementary school. And we're starting with elementary school. Elementary school is really the front lines of literacy, so we want to start with that group of librarians first and work our way up. What we're looking for is a half a dozen to be the test cases to help us clean up the process to make sure that it's ready for prime time before we roll it out to the public as general. So we're being quite coy about what we're saying in public or how we're letting that news get out. And we're looking really for the early adopter technology librarians who were likely to hear a call on Twitter or see a call on Google Plus, because once we start getting down to the nitty-gritty of librarianship, we don't want to have to do a lot of hand-holding. We're expecting this to be pretty substantial effort, and we don't want that effort to take away from our main job, which is writing new stories. It was interesting to go through, speaking of students and schools and books, it was interesting to go through, because the students asked about cover art today, yesterday, and is it too soon to start thinking about covers? And I said, well, let's talk about covers. So we pulled up a bunch of covers. We looked at a bunch of covers for books that were in the classroom. And it was interesting to go through with them to see what kinds of images, what kinds of things they focused on in terms of cover design. And the problem with this class is that there's really no good way to get them onto the internet. So we can't do things like look at Joel Friedman's Freelanders. Monthly cover art contest. But that would be a good one to look at. I need to go through and look at it a bit myself, I think. Almost there. Almost there, almost to the north turn. This is a long, long stretch. It's actually not as long as the Western Run. The Western Run is actually just a bit longer. When I make the turn west and walk along 34, West 20th, I'm sorry. Walk along West 20th, and that's a much longer. It's much closer to a half a mile. This is 4/10. Feels longer. There's one straight swat west. I can see the turn. When I make the turn to the west, I can see the turn way down the road where I need to make the next turn. Straight, flat, as uninspiring as anything I've ever seen. Uninspiring as a deserted strip mall in high summer. Bark, bark. Car that needs to stop. Go by. Go. And the great northward turn. Woohoo! Yes, writing. My fingers are twitching. I'm ready to go write. I need to get some breakfast, but I'm going to take my breakfast and a fresh cup of coffee and start cranking words, shuffling them into sequence, putting them into order, creating structures, telling a story. Telling an old story in a new way. A different way, a different kind of story. No, it's an old kind of story. The oldest kind of story, actually, I think. Yes, this should be fun. I can work on edits. Round up an editor. Gotta find some cover art. Morning. Oh, I have to write a letter today. Send it registered mail too. So that'll interrupt the day a bit, but trip to the post office shouldn't be too onerous. Here I am, at the back gate. I made it again. And as usual, tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.